USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Lots of reaction and opinion to word that former President Donald Trump faces a 7-count indictment in Miami over documents he took from the White House.
I think that it's about time.
I think it's just more of the witch hunt that's been going on.
He's no different. He should be charged accordingly.
A sample of people in suburban New York City on the Hugh Hewitt Show today. Former Vice President Mike Pence weighed in.
I'm deeply troubled to see this. To see this indictment move forward.
Former Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat of Missouri, says nobody thought someone could be that stupid.
That focused on something of value that only he could have, that he would do something this serious. And that's really what the jury is going to hear about.
The White House is not commenting other than to say President Biden learned of the indictments through news reports. He was not notified beforehand. And now there's word from the Wall Street Journal that Trump's former personal assistant, Walt Nauta, has also been indicted in connection with the documents at Mar-a-Lago. Starting to get a bit better in the Northeast as much of the smoke from Canada's wildfires starts to dissipate. Still, air quality alerts remain up through much of the region. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke released a video with him standing outside the Capitol, expressing no sympathy for those in the Northeast.
And whether you're a climate change activist or denier, it doesn't really be the responsibility to manage our forests. And if you don't manage our forests, this is what happens. So welcome to Montana, Washington, D.C.
Ironically, Canada, the source of all that smoke, does not aggressively fight huge wildfires in its northern reaches. It prefers to let them burn out while protecting buildings in their paths. Lots of cash up for grabs in the country's two big lotteries. Tonight's Mega Millions prize has reached $240 million, while tomorrow's Powerball jackpot will be worth more than $300 million. This is USA News.
She's moving to Georgia.
Jada's Podiatry Clinic's top nurse quit, leaving her business toes up.
We've got 6 procedures and 3 major surgeries in the next 2 days.
She needs a new RN who can think on their feet.
There's no way I can do all these procedures on my own.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The drought-busting winter has also busted a few records in the West. Colorado ski resorts had nearly 15 million visits during the ski season. That's up by about 8% from last year. Visits to Colorado resorts accounted for nearly a quarter of all visits to all U.S. ski areas last season. Encouraging news if your kid's looking for a summer job.
Teenagers 15 to 19 years old are expected to make up 18% of all summer hires this year. They're also being paid more, too. The average national wage for 15 to 19-year-olds is projected to reach $14.56 per hour this summer. Some employers prefer to hire teens during bouts of high inflation because they're less expensive. The share of teens working hit nearly 37% for all of last year. That's the highest since 2009, according to the Labor Department.
And that's correspondent Aaron Real. A federal court has ruled that playing explicit music at work could be grounds for claiming sexual harassment. It's a case in which warehouse workers were allowed to play what was called sexually graphic, violently misogynistic music while working. An employee filed a lawsuit against the company, but the suit was dismissed by a lower court. It said if both genders were offended by the music, it's not sexual harassment. Now the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed that ruling. The new ruling says harassment need not be directly targeted at a particular plaintiff in order to pollute a workplace. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.